Well, hi friends, and welcome to the podcast. This is podcast number 5, and we're calling this one Waiting for Christmas. Yeah, that's right. We're just a few days away from the big day right now, and if your home's anything like our home, then it's becoming a bit of a buzz around this whole issue of Christmas Day and the presents that are being prepared and waited and anticipated and hoped for, certainly. That's the situation in our home anyway. And so, yeah, just a few thoughts really around this idea of waiting for Christmas. Down at the church, we've been talking or travelling through the season of Advent over these past few Sundays. And Advent carries this idea of preparation or waiting for, or the building expectation of the imminent arrival of the Christ child. Coming into the world and what that means for me and for you. So I wanted to build a few thoughts really around this idea of waiting and what we discover and what we learn about in the waiting and what waiting does for us if we, well, just apply ourselves to that whole process and that whole journey really. Even if we've not got children in our homes, or we've never had children in our homes, we've been children ourselves. And Christmas often, I think, takes us back to some of those early childhood memories. For me, I can remember the days of going along to our local toy shop with my brother and meeting Santa Claus and telling him all about what we wanted for Christmas, what we were hoping for. Probably had to do with cars or Scalextric or things like that, I'm sure, as memory serves me. And then we'd come away excitedly, having been given a present that we'd be able to keep until Christmas Day and unwrap that from Santa along with all the presents that we were going to be getting. And who can forget the early childhoods of Christmas Day? I remember the anticipation, like many of us, of going to bed and longing to get to sleep, the excitement buzzing away and giving you that feeling inside of just longing for the morning to come. The stockings that were put out or the socks laid at the bottom of the bed in our case. That's what it was like in our home anyway when I was growing up. And then that morning coming and looking at the bottom of the bed and seeing that the sock had been filled and waking one's brother to the excitement to find out what was actually inside there before rushing along the corridor to wake up our parents to see if Santa Claus had been and what was waiting for us downstairs. I guess many of our homes are and were, as children, filled with different traditions. I know that ours certainly was, and my dad going down the stairs first of all to see if Santa had arrived was the way that it started for us. And then we'd all creep down the stairs and go into the lounge and discover that a roaring fire had been made. And wow, all the presents were laid out on the settee there for my brother and myself. And so started the excitement of ripping off the paper in order to discover what lay inside. But all the excitement and the anticipation and how that had built over the weeks before the event actually arrived. The memories of Christmas, I'm sure that we all have them and all hold them in different ways. And likewise, in the context of our faith, you know, we've been looking at the subject of Advent and what these candles teach us and tell us about the story and the message of Christmas, of Jesus coming into the world. And you light the first one that is built around this idea of prophecy. You pick up the scriptures from Isaiah chapter 9. The people that were walking in darkness have seen a great light. And with that first prophetic sort of reading comes the unfolding of the idea that that the Christ who would come into the world would bring light, and that light would penetrate through the darkness of the human heart in order to bring hope and inspiration, in order to bring light and direction to our lives, to fill our hearts with peace and meaning and purpose and how important that message is for us today, that prophetic message that speaks down the centuries and indeed down the millennia, that tells us that the Christ was coming into the world, and as he comes into the world, he brings that light with him, for he himself is that light. And so the unfolding of the Advent, this waiting season, continues, and we move to look at the various messages that that the candles carry, that tell us something about the joy and the love that is going to come through the birth of Jesus coming into the world. And all of this builds excitement, it builds anticipation, it builds expectation. And really, this is something of what we discover in the waiting, isn't it? We discover something of the message that's going to be unfolded to us, something of the message that's going to be revealed. And so it is important as we travel through the Christmas season that we ponder these things, that we reflect and we take some time to think about them. I guess especially in this instant world in which we live in, where we feel like everything should be delivered immediately. You can sort of click on now to the site that you want to order your stuff from, and the promises are that you can go and click and collect the next day, because we live in that type of world where everything is delivered so quickly and so instantly, and we build that level of expectation that things need to take place in this way, that they need to happen with this degree of speediness. And yet the Christmas story tells us something a little bit different to that. It tells us that God actually isn't in a rush, that God is not moved by this need to instantly act, to instantaneously move and be present, but that actually there is a great message to be learned in the waiting, in the perseverance, in the stepping towards the ultimate goal. Maybe it's that difference between, you know, I don't know whether you're a bit of a coffee drinker, but I like to have a drink of coffee, and it's true to say that you can tell a real difference between that instant one and the one that's been put through the filter, you know, that the one that's just had that little bit more time given to it to allow it to percolate, to allow it to filter, to allow it to mature, to allow the strength of the coffee to come through so that you can really taste it for what it's meant to be. And Christmas has got something of that message attached to it, something of that we are stepping into this season, and we're taking a journey into this season, and as we take the journey towards Christmas, so we are learning the lessons that waiting teaches us. So we are allowing, yes, the expectation to build. We're allowing the anticipation to build, a little bit like our children are and like we were as children when we were anticipating and expecting that Christmas day to come. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with all of that. But during the process of the waiting, during the process of the journey, we're allowing the message of Christmas to mature inside us. We're pondering on its depth. We're pondering on its meaning. Above all else, wrote Paul when he was writing one of his letters, above all else, the message of godliness is great. He appeared in a body. This is about the enfleshment of God. It's about God's promise being filled in human form. It's about God taking upon himself flesh in the womb of Mary and being born into this world that he had created in vulnerability, in innocence, in purity. In all of these ways, he comes into this world in order, through his life and ultimately death and resurrection, that he would bring restoration to all things, that he would restore all things. And this is the message of Christmas, is it not? that God has taken upon himself human flesh, that he has come into our world, that he has become like us so that we might know God, so that we might understand him, so that we might see him and recognize God for who he is. So Christmas for sure builds expectation, but the message of Christmas also builds endurance. And it's important that we think about this, that there is a message of endurance attached to the Christmas story. I was just listening to somebody teaching on the Christmas story just recently, actually, and they were saying that of the four angels that guarded the Jewish people, that Gabriel is the one who came and spoke to Mary. And in coming and speaking to Mary, he delivers the news that she needs to hear. But this angel, Gabriel, is the angel of endurance. Yeah, he's the one who carries this message that's been hidden for ages and for generations. This mystery, which is going to be Christ in you, the hope of glory. This mystery is going to be unveiled. And Gabriel, the angel of endurance, who's carried this message, now delivers it to Mary and says, within your womb is the Christ child, and he will be called Jesus, and he will be the saviour of humanity. And so the endurance of the Christmas story is something that we need to embrace and something that we need to recognize. So what do we learn through the waiting? This is the question. What do we actually learn through the waiting? Because we all want to get to the end result. We want to get to that place where the promise is delivered, where it's realized, where we can see it for what it is. So what do we learn through the waiting? What is the message of Advent that we take with us into Christmas? Well, I think the first thing is that we discover peace in the waiting. In the silence, in the quietness of the season. Now, again, for those of us who've had the privilege of having children, babies come into our homes, we know the difference between baby being born and baby being carried, not quite with us yet, as it were. And one of the main differences is noise level. Yep, you know what I mean. When that little baby boy or little baby girl arrives, then, oh man, the noise of those cries come with that little child. And in the waiting, we can discover peace. I don't know what your Christmas is looking like. I'm not sure what your year has been like. I'm not sure the emotions that you are carrying as we journey towards Christmas Day. But this is what I want to say to you. God offers his peace. There is peace in the waiting. Maybe you're waiting for something significant to happen in your life. Maybe you're waiting for a new season to come. Maybe you're waiting for a new chapter to start to be written. And the reason you're waiting for those things is because you've come out of a traumatic, difficult, challenging season or chapter. And you're believing that with the close of one year and the opening of a new year, that something significant is going to happen. And maybe your heart's carrying some degree of turmoil and angst with it at the moment. I just want to say that the message of Christmas is that we can find and discover God's peace in the waiting. And not only that, the other thing we can discover in the waiting, and the thing that we do discover in the waiting, is perspective. You see, if things were delivered to us instantaneously, then they have no time to mature. Think of it like this. How many conversations have you been preparing to have that didn't quite take place, that were delayed for whatever reason, and in their delay, you had time to reconsider your opinion, reconsider your position, reconsider the nature of the way in which you were going to speak. And as you reflect, you went on and had that conversation maybe some days, some maybe weeks or even months later, but you had that conversation. And as you reflect back on it now, how different would that conversation have been if you'd had it immediately? Again, here's a thought. You're writing a difficult email. You're going to send it out. You bang away on the keypad. And there is the email. It's right in front of you, and you are itching to press the send button. This is what you do. If this is an important email, an important piece of correspondence, this is what you do. You walk away from the laptop. You go and make yourself the coffee, preferably filter. You sit down, you drink the coffee, you come back, and you look at the email again. And in looking at it, through the waiting, you give yourself the opportunity to reflect on the words that you've written. And maybe you say, nope, that's great, that's all good, that's done, and that is bang sent, man, and off it goes. Or maybe you say, oh, now that I've just stepped away from the intensity of what I was feeling I wanted to write, now that I've time just to pause and to wait and reconsider, I'm going to rephrase those. I'm going to rephrase that. And what you end up sending is a better prepared piece of communication. Why? Because you developed perspective in the waiting. And that's what waiting does for us. It brings perspective. And in our lives, that's what we need. We need perspective, and we need good perspective, and perspective comes through the waiting. So don't feel like you've got to rush into that decision. Don't feel like you've got to rush into that piece of correspondence. Don't feel like you've got to rush into bringing resolve to that issue that you face, but give yourself time, because in the waiting, you develop perspective. So here we go. In the waiting, what happens? Well, firstly, we learn about ourselves. And that's a good lesson for us to learn. We need to learn how to read ourselves and to read ourselves well. And that's what waiting affords to us. It gives us the ability to learn about ourselves. Also, in the waiting, we learn about others. And this is why. Because when we are in relationship with people, when we are in friendship, connection with people, some things are said, some things are not said. We make judgments about those circumstances, those situations. And in giving them time, what we allow is we allow that position, that relationship, that perspective, we allow it to mature. And as it matures, it shows itself to be truly what it is. And in showing itself to be truly what it is, it tells us whether our original judgment was right or wrong. And in the waiting, we have time to tweak and to change and to listen and then to decide what is going to be the best course of our action. So we learn about ourselves in the waiting. We learn about others in the waiting. And here's the other thought. We learn about God in the waiting. Because God's not in the rush. It said when the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. When the time had fully come. What does that mean? It means that the time had matured. It had come of age. And in coming of age, it was time for it, the promise, to be delivered. And this is the truth for you. and it's the truth for me. We learn about ourselves, we learn about others, and we learn about God in the waiting. And this is what the Christmas story tells us. David, when he was writing one of the Psalms, he said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me, and he heard my cry. And he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand." So here we are, folks, we're waiting for Christmas. We're waiting for the big day to arrive, and how excited we'll be when it finally comes. But in the waiting, as we travel through the season of Advent, may we discover peace. May we discover perspective. May we learn about ourselves, learn about others, and learn about God. Because as we do, we will become bigger and better people as a result. So happy Christmas, everybody. Grace and peace to you all.